The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau laid out several options lawmakers could consider as they look to fund transportation projects in coming years. Among those described was a sales tax on gas, an increase in the existing gasoline tax, using tax revenue on the sales of cars to pay for roads, and letting counties and cities levy their own taxes to pay for transportation. Bob Cook heads the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association. He says road builders are open to a variety of user fee increases. But at a public hearing, he told lawmakers the first priority for the state should be to stop using transportation funds to pay for other projects.
I've used this analogy many times before. We can't expect taxpayers to put more water into a leaking bucket.
Cook says the state might consider using tolls to pay for roads, especially as technology makes it easier for people to pay without slowing traffic. Groups that use roads have a different perspective. Thomas Howells lobbies for the trucking industry.
Some may have the temptation to utilize tolls in Wisconsin. Please keep in mind that tolls will result in diversion of traffic to other roads.
Howell says those roads are often smaller and unable to handle the extra traffic safely. Lawmakers on this special panel are unlikely to reach consensus on funding roads, and even if they do, their decision would be largely symbolic. The real heavy lifting will take place next year, when the governor and the legislature work to hash out the next budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.